Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Also, with the temps looking to hit the low to mid 90s within the next week, maybe you want to get your AC looked at before it gets really hot instead of waiting until it gets hot.
Mm.
So give them a call today. Get them out to your house.
So that alligator story captured your attention, captured Drab's attention.
Yeah.
This story this morning captures my attention.
All right.
Australian model Dominique Elisa reveals her near-death experience as backyard sauna explodes.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm getting a sauna delivered in, like, next month. Mm. Next month, it's going in the backyard.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's hitting home.
I don't know. I have no idea who she is. Aussie model, 30-year-old influencer, hot chick, obviously.
Yeah.
She says she does the bit where she goes out, she turns it on. So it's not like at the club or, mm-hmm. you know, or a fitness place you go to where they have the saunas on all the time, right?
Yeah.
If you have a home sauna, mm-hmm. you're probably not going to keep it on 24 hours a day. You turn it on maybe an hour before you go in it or whatever. You got to plan yourself a little bit, let it heat up. You go in after dinner, whatever you're going to do, whatever. And she did that. She turned on the sauna.
Okay.
Then she went in to cook dinner, planned to use it afterwards, just like she did the night before. And then she says she was finishing her dinner, and she said she was about to put her swimmers on. So that means her bathing suit,
all right,
I guess.
Yeah.
And she heard a boom, and she looks up. The entire sauna exploded.
I mean, she would have exploded into a million pieces if she was in there.
So no injuries.
Flying 35 feet into the air.
No injuries to her.
No, she was in her house.
Yeah, she was in her house, right.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Her phone wasn't working. She had to call emergency services somehow. And then basically you get down to it.
Oh, my God.
And they say this is a thing that can happen. I mean, it's very rare. But they say malfunctions in the heater or thermostat can lead to electrical fires. Well, that makes sense, right? They always say you got to be careful with your towels. You don't want to leave a t-shirt
All
or
right,
something.
That makes sense.
Or a sock.
That's common sense.
That
could
cause
think.
A fire, and the guy only knows what's going to happen.
Wear a sock into a sauna.
Well, you're a crazy person. But maybe you go in there because you don't want to get
that?
Germs, and you take your sock. Who knows?
All right.
Okay. So you always know that, like, you're really a dumb person if you leave a towel. Or something like that, or
yeah,
a t-shirt or something near
amateur hour
near a heater. That makes sense. But here's what scared me. While uncommon, let's focus on uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
Some saunas use hot rocks that have internal cracks.
Ooh.
And if water becomes trapped within those cracks, it can heat up and cause the rocks to explode.
No.
Boom! Now my brain
water.
So now you're thinking that's a possibility.
Well, it's uncommon.
I know.
But apparently that's the... Now...
It's something you'll be thinking about.
How many times I pour water over the rocks
yeah.
at the club sauna?
Probably yeah. every time.
Probably like 5 times over 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get it all steamy and even hotter and hotter.
Is your home sauna going to have rocks or no?
I requested rocks. I don't want that infrared stuff. I want the real Billy.
You want the real McCoy.
I want the real McCoy.
Mm.
I'm going to make sure we have to check the rocks.
Who knew saunas were so potentially dangerous?
I had no idea, Case.
I had no clue.
Never heard of an exploding sauna.
Never heard of that ever once.
Just adding to something else to my fear list.
But, I mean, just Google chances of dying in a sauna explosion. You're probably much more likely to die just staying in the sauna too long and, like, getting dehydrated and not realizing it.
Right.
And you just donk yourself off.
That is... freaking terrifying. I'm going to have to go in there with, like, my son's lacrosse helmet.
Yeah. Sure, that won't be hot.
In case a rock explodes
yeah.
in my face.
Looks like your face took on buckshot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually terrifying.
Well, if the entire sauna explodes, you don't have to worry about wearing a helmet.
Yeah, because it's just going to
be in 100 pieces.
Blown to smithereens.
You'll be part of the debris
oh
that's strewn
God.
All over the backyard.
I kind of imagine she didn't have some cheap one either. She probably had a nice one. If she's some silly, you know, Australian
she probably had top
hot
of the
model.
Line.
Yeah.
She probably had the Australian version of Offenbachers, whatever that is.
Exactly.
Offenbachers down under.
Yeah.
We're going to sell you a non-exploding sauna.
Aussiebachers.
Aussie right. Aussiebachers.
Well done, Valdez.
Good job, Valdez.
You just took it and ran with it.
Anyway,
I like it.
You were scared about the alligator. Now I'm scared about my sauna. But I'll get over it.
I guess you should be.
I'll get over it.
You got a better chance of getting eaten by an alligator in Fairfax.
Than my sauna exploding from sauna internal exploding. From the rocks.
Most likely.
Yeah. Having an internal crack.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
I'm going to inspect the rocks. Although, I don't know how you could tell if it has an internal crack.
Have that thing checked out.
I'm going to give my rocks an MRI.
Well, so, speaking of being scared of things, are you scared that the commanders and the D.C. Council aren't going to come to a speedy conclusion to get the vote passed to get the ball rolling on the stadium?
Between you and me.
Because apparently that's a thing.
I couldn't care less. That's their problem.
Well, D.C. Council members are working toward approving a football stadium for the Commanders at the shuttered RFK Stadium site. Oh, and it is shuttered, let me tell you. I saw it over the weekend.
Right.
So many gates around it, you can't get anywhere near the actual stadium. But probably not by Mayor Bowser's July deadline, several lawmakers said this week. The prospect of the council delaying a vote on the $3.7 billion deal has the team, quote, outraged, Bowser said this week, and, quote, sacrifices our exclusive seat at the table and $2.7 billion in private investment. We have some audio from our friend Kevin Sheehan from Team 980 talking about the deal.
You got a big client. They're hanging on a proposal. They've asked you to go back and rework the proposal a little bit. But they're on a timeline. They got to pick somebody to handle it for them. And you're in there sun up to sundown, weekends, weekdays, doesn't matter until you figure it out. Not every walk of life appears to operate under that premise, under those rules. Like, hey, we're here to get it done and get it done quickly. Vacations be damned. Floating holidays be damned. 2-hour lunch breaks be damned. And I'll tell you what, guys like Josh Harris and Mark Guine and Mitch Rales, they're probably back there going, you've got to be kidding me. We're coming up on 2 months and they don't have what they need to make a decision and vote? We would have had this thing done in a weekend. Yeah, it's frustrating. I can only imagine.
What can he say? It's politics. This is kind of stuff standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is standard.
It seems like it.
They're not like, you know, unfortunately, all of this stuff, that, you know, in the political world is, it gets slow walked all the time.
It does. That's why I hate politics.
Yeah.
But when there's so much money involved and power, decision making, you can kind of understand why they are taking as long as they are. But it's such a big decision. And it seems like it's a really good decision financially for the city,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the district. It seems like everyone should be on board. But again, that there's some people there that, you know, that they want all the right answers and they're looking out for their constituents, you know, especially in that area
right.
where RFK
they
is going to be taken down.
They're also
taken down.
Out for their special interests.
And it's
I'm
always
sure
it's always special interests with politics.
Yeah.
But it's such a big decision and it seems like it's the right decision. Why not just get it done?
I know nothing about D.C. politics, but here's what I do know. There's nobody else that's bringing a sack filled with $2.7 billion to redevelop that area. And I understand that it's $1 billion is coming out of the taxpayers that live around there. It's a big chunk of money.
Yeah.
But that whole area is a blight on D.C. right now. I was just there. Like, that stadium it's just crumbling. Like, something needs to be done with that area. And Josh Harris and his group, they're coming with $2.7 billion of money. Like,
right, but the other side of that cake is all our governments everywhere, federal, local, they're all busto. They all overspend.
I understand.
And there's no money. There's no money. So while this may generate money, you got to find the money to get it started.
I understand all
Rearrange
that.
Rearrange stuff. But cut stuff.
So,
it's a freaking nightmare.
You're just going to drag your feet and let RFK sit in ruins for another 10 or 20 years?
They got to figure out a way to doctor
because if
the
they drag their
probably.
Feet and they don't get this done, you think Josh Harris is just going to sit around and wait for a couple of years? He's going to go to Maryland and Virginia and try to craft a deal. He's not going to sit around and wait for months or years for this to happen.
One of the members on the council said that he wouldn't mind delaying it until September of this year. So the deadline is in July, but he's willing to delay it all the way to September.
Right.
And if you do that, you know, cost of goods could go up. Who knows?
Also, Harris wants to be in the stadium for the 2030 season. Like, that's already been put out there.
Yeah.
It jeopardizes that.
You're losing close to a year on breaking ground.
Right.
No, I could see them just saying, we tried our absolute best, but then, you know, these incompetent people couldn't figure it out.
Right.
And so we're going to move on to the next municipality, whatever it is, which I guess would be Maryland.
You would think.
Yeah. I could see that. Because they don't have time for all this shenanigans. But I can also, in their defense, see them struggling to try to figure out where we're going to scrape up the money because we blow it on so many other things.
I forget who said this, but someone, it may have been Kevin, said the demolition for RFK has already been approved.
Right.
They've already started tinkering with it like months ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And actually years ago they started taking the wooden seats out.
Yeah.
He said, go ahead and start that process. Tear the stadium down. It's already planned. What are you waiting for?
Right.
As you wait for the city council to get their act together, and at least get this old stadium out of the way so you're not just starting that, then finally when this thing does get approved, so you're behind this time.
I totally agree with that.
I don't understand why they're waiting. I mean, who cares if they even get this deal? Get that eyesore out of there anyway. Get
right.
it down.
Right. It's coming down at some point. Like, be proactive about removing that thing from
that thing should have been torn down 10 years ago.
Easily.
You know, you don't even need a new property there. That thing's a freaking embarrassment at this point. I'm always amazed by structures, homes, whatever, when they're abandoned, how quickly stadiums, they fall apart. Like, if you don't maintain things, they just fall apart. It's amazing.
And I mean, how long has that stadium been abandoned at this point?
Seems like a long time.
At least a decade, maybe 15 years.
It's just an eyesore.
I mean, what is happening here?
Wasn't it embarrassing at the Warped Tour the other day when Machine Gun Kelly's on stage and that's what he thinks of D.C.? He sees his rotten stadium.
Just see it looming in the background.
That's
so embarrassing.
Yeah, embarrassment.
It's gross. But look, to host an event of that size, there's one place you can do it in D.C. at RFK, at the festival grounds around the stadium. Because it's nothing but it's big, giant parking lots. And grass growing everywhere, and weeds, and an
you couldn't
and
do it
an ugly
on the mall,
ass stadium.
In the mall area, you couldn't do it?
I don't think DC wants Vans Warped Tour on the mall.
No, it's bad news.
Yeah, I mean, if you want the mall all banged up and destroyed, sure, it there.
Gotcha.
Because you can have it at RFK Festival Grounds, because nobody cares about the property right now. You can do whatever you want there. It's a free-for-all.
To believe there's not a better area. What about the Poplar Park or whatever it's called over here by the bridge?
I don't know anything about it.
I mean, it is a complete eyesore, embarrassing.
That is.
They have the Warped Tour, which I saw all these articles about saying the Warped Tour is back. MGK puts on great show, Avril Lavigne, and it's sitting there underneath the mold of RFK.
Now, luckily, when they were playing, it was dark. So it was nighttime, so you couldn't see it. But during the day, you're just walking around like, oh, that stadium's gross.
Is there any reason why? Could you put it, I know you're close with the Bowser's PR person. Can you text her? Just to text her. And just say, why haven't they just torn down, forget, who cares what happens with the stadium? Why haven't they just started finished tearing it down? I'd be curious to know.
I'll ask. Well, they were trying to get the mayor on today, but she has a busy schedule. So
just ask her. Just say, the guys just want to know. What if nothing else? Could you just finish?
Is that just a cost thing?
Tear the damn thing down.
Maybe it's a cost thing, but also wouldn't that put some pressure on the? Wouldn't they put pressure on the council members? Because all of a sudden now you have it all torn down,
right?
All ready to go, and then you have this blank canvas.
Yep.
And then people can say, hey, everyone's ready to go. Why are you stalling?
So maybe they're the ones that are stalling it?
Yeah. It's almost like you're forcing their hand because it's already turned down. We're all ready to go. We're just waiting on you.
Yeah, if the stadium's still standing, they can be like, well, the stadium's here. We can't really do anything right now.
Apparently the lawmakers that are still haven't approved it are still, they're waiting for Bowser's team to...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Put forward how they're going to generate all this money that they say they're going
to
generate.
Right,
which is the issue with every project ever.
But I don't know why they are waiting. You can't predict the future. You can just say, all right, this is probably what we're going to generate based on what other cities have done,
sure,
and
right,
what we've done in this city, the money we've made.
Right.
They can't just say, all right, here, to every cent, this is what we're going to make. You can't.
I would also counter with, you know what
you make? But you know you're going to make money.
I'd say, you know what you're making from that stadium right now? Zero. You're making nothing. You're actually in the negative because people see that eyesore and are like, what are you doing? Like, how ineffective
Yeah,
is this
be able to pay for it.
You're going to put bars and restaurants and hotels around there. Isn't the Women's World Cup coming here?
Supposedly.
I thought it was coming here in like 2031.
I mean, maybe if there's a stadium.
If there's a stadium, they'll play
if
here.
If I was working on Mayor Bowser's staff, I would just take the Nationals Park report, cross that out, and write Commander's Park.
I like that.
And submit it to them and say, here are my projections.
Multiply it by like three or four because it's the NFL and not, you know, Major League
this
Baseball.
This is Navy Yard before Nats Park.
Yeah.
This is Navy Yard now. It's going to be that.
Right.
Except cross out Nats Park, put Commanders.
Except that the expenses and the numbers that they're talking are kind of like historic. They're massive numbers.
So they're saying, how do you come up with these numbers?
They're massive numbers. And, you know.
Okay, even if they don't get to that particular number, if they don't get to the $5.1 billion, I think that's the one that they projected. All right. What if you get to $4.5 billion? That's a lot more money that you're going to make than that RFK just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you might be better off if they're just sitting there than hemorrhaging a couple billion dollars and adding to all the debt.
The tax.
I might actually be on team the DC council. Because until you prove how we're going to make the money and get it back, we can't just keep getting into debt on everything.
But they can't. They can't tell you to the dollar, this is what we're going to make.
They can't guarantee it, but they can give you a plan.
You know you're going to make something if you're going to have a whole new facility there with all of those
revenue, might not be enough to cover the nut.
Over time, they'll cover it. Maybe they won't cover it in the time period that they're projecting, but over time, you know they'll cover it.
If you want to weigh in on the latest with the RFK redevelopment site, 800-636-1067 is the number. The council could be delaying the vote that's scheduled for mid-July at this point. 800-636-1067. We can take your calls next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.